May 4th, Tuesday. What is your meditation regarding the word for your evangelism and mission concept? Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. The Covenant Journey, Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. God's method is only, just as it is written in Acts 2:42, you must devote yourself to prayer. Instead of trying to resolve your problems, you must first possess the mindset of only. In doing so, there is a covenant journey that appears. What covenant journey is it? Number 1. The correct concept and content. First, in order for only to take place, the concept must be clear. Concept entails what you must do and why you must do it. If you look in the Bible, God told Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Eventually, everything that God had said was fulfilled. Business people must understand the entire background of the Bible and grab hold of the correct concept. Number 2. Young business people, the RUTC, specialists, and the concept of 237 evangelization. Young business people must stand in the line of Jethro and Moses, and of Jesse and David. Following that stream, a Gaius team that will help pastors to the evangelism movement must be formed. For the sake of the RUTC, you must hold on to the synagogue movement that Paul did as your covenant. It's also important for specialists to find their prayer topics now regarding only uniqueness and recreation through their small applications. In addition, for the sake of 237 evangelization, you need to help remnants who are home and abroad gain the mission of discarding their nature that has already been filled with Genesis 3, 6, and 11. True evangelism is not hindered by a lack of finances or meeting places. To those business people who hold on to the correct concept, God will give them the same covenantal blessings, source of blessings, representative blessings, monumental blessings, and irresistible blessings promised to Abraham. Dear God, help me to become a person who truly believes in and enjoys the gospel in order to begin the covenant journey of receiving true grace. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.